Good evening. It's Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony Blog on the internet, and it's almost 12 o'clock on Saturday night, and I've just come from watching a film. I went to the Omniplex in Cork, and I saw a great film, such a good film I can hardly remember its name, but it was all about actors playing on stage, and one of them heard voices, and it was a really fine film, and I feel very silly for not being able to remember its name right now, but I'll tell you the name in a second, because I think that I probably should remember its name. It would be easier to tell you its name than to carry on here. Right, it was actually called Birdman. Birdman. Right, and Birdman raised some very interesting questions in relation to the mind. But over on Audioboom, the podcasting platform, Audioboom, a chap called Pilgrim Chris, who goes under the name of Pilgrim Chris, his real name is Chris Pilgrim, has posed an ontological question. Yes, one of the big ontological questions he's posed, and he's encouraged people to chip in and say what they think about it. The question he actually puts four questions, and I'm going to be very nitpicky about them, but I'll call you out the questions, so see what you think of them. Is there a purpose for the whole of existence? Second question: if there is a purpose, what is that purpose? So I suppose they're really two questions in one. And I suppose the key question there is, what is the purpose of the whole of existence? And the next question is, if there is no purpose, why do you think there is no purpose? So that's a different type of question. Why do you think there's no purpose? And then there's another question, which is a tiny variant on the first one, which is there a purpose to the whole of existence? So there's a distinction there between a purpose for the whole of existence and a purpose to the whole of existence. Anyway, Chris has gone to the trouble of posing this question, and I was tempted to say nothing, really, because it feels to me a bit like, I have to admit, it is a bit like going to the gym, going to the mental, or, exercising the brain, or expressing the brain, or perhaps even expressing the heart. But it's basically an exercise in thinking and in answering. For me, my thought about it is that the word purpose raises a lot of questions. What on earth do we mean when we say that something has a purpose? And does a purpose, the purpose of something, mean the same as the meaning of something? So you could say, what is the purpose of life? Is that the same question as what's the meaning of life? I don't think it is. I think there's a useful distinction between meaning and purpose. But that's a big topic then to get into that. So if I it helps me, I have to say, to regard questions like this, ontological questions, as being carried by language, and language is something which is arrived at in society. So what do we mean when we say that something has a purpose? I think we would have an argument about what we mean by purpose. But if we take that there is an existence, right? Existence exists. What is its purpose? Well, who's speaking is the next question, really. Who's answering the question? Human beings who exist on a tiny fragment of space within the whole known and unknown existence. It's human beings who are grappling with the question of purpose. Now, if we imagine for a minute people a long time ago, way, way before the development of sophisticated technology, way, way before the development of iron and steel. But imagine looking up at the sky without any electricity or anything except firelight. But imagine looking up at the sky. What a wondrous wonder to behold there is if you look from this little planet. And it's not at all surprising that the question of, you know, that humans have always felt a need to make sense of it, to give sense. Now, to give sense, give meaning to the experience of beholding the whole of existence, or what feels like the whole of existence. That's what human beings do. We make meaning. Something that doesn't make any sense, well, we find a way of making sense of it. So humans have, over the decades, over the centuries, over the thousands of, well, over, I don't know how long humans have existed for, can't remember right now, but humans have grappled with this question: what is the purpose of life? What's the meaning of life? When one person I've read, listened to as well, says the answer to that question is 42. And that's the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. But even there, the whole question that Pilgrim Chris has raised is at the centre. So, what purpose do I think the whole of existence has? Well, I don't actually think of the whole of existence in terms of what is its purpose. I think of human beings as having a purpose. I don't think of the moon as having a purpose. I don't think of the sun as having a purpose. I don't think of the neutrinos as having a purpose. I think of human beings as having a purpose. I have a sense of purpose myself. It's something that has to do with desire, my desire, my sense of self, my ambition. Yeah, my purpose in life is something to do with all that. Whatever I hope to leave behind me, one easy way to answer it is that whatever I hope to leave behind me is my purpose in life. My legacy is my purpose. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, the purpose of human beings is to reproduce themselves so that the species is continued. That doesn't feel to me like as if it's a satisfactory answer. But to say that human beings are seeking for a sense of community, a sense of achievement, a sense of companionship, a sense of togetherness, a sense of right, all of these things. These are all elements, I think, of when I think of the purpose. So I suppose I would say, in answer to Chris, I don't think the whole of existence has a purpose, but I certainly think that human beings have a purpose. Okay, now, what about there being no purpose to all the rest of the rest of existence other than human beings? Now, I suppose I should go backwards and say, first of all, what about the animals? Do animals have purpose? I think animals have purpose. They have a lion that is looking at an antelope, has a clear purpose, and that is food. and the animal is there. But the animal, when the animal dies, is processed by being broken down by bacteria and eaten by other animals. Well, I suppose, you know, that in a sense, is it very satisfactory to say that the purpose of animals is to continue the world working? In other words, animals are chewed up by bacteria, which goes into the soil, which becomes nutrients for further growth, that kind of a way. But I don't think that's a very satisfactory avenue to go down. I don't think it's really what Chris is being curious about. But if there is no purpose to the cosmos as a whole, why do I think there is no purpose? And my answer to that is that I think there is no purpose because I think human intelligence, it is human intelligence and human imagination and human feelings and human thoughts that create purpose. Purpose is something that is created by human beings. And in that sense, I'm saying that I'm not aware of the sun having a purpose. It does something, all right. But the fact that it does something doesn't feel very satisfactory to say that what something does is its purpose. I can see logic to it, but I don't think it's very satisfactory. I don't really like it as a point of view. So there. So what, have I really answered the question at all? I don't know if I have answered the question at all. I do think that anything to do with purpose and meaning always feels to me like there's a risk that we'll set off into a conversation using big, heavy words like purpose and existence and meaning, and we'll end up talking at cross purposes. I mean, an awful lot of human communication is at cross purposes because not enough time is given to understanding the meaning of the language and trying to work out whether we have shared meaning or not. I, for one, I'm the kind of person who nitpicks about the difference between a purpose to the whole of existence and a purpose for the whole of existence, and wonders about whether they were, you know, deliberate. There was a distinction being drawn deliberately or accidentally. But I do think that there must be something in the distinction between the two. Anyway, I'm going round in circles at the moment, but all I think I can do is contribute something to the conversation. I would really like to hear more audio contributions on this. Anyway, thank you very much, Chris Pilgrim. For putting a very big question or a very big series of questions, which I suppose it's fair to describe as one big question, but certainly there were several elements to it. Thanks very much for giving me something to brood about as we reach into Sunday morning. Anyway, it's Paul O'Mahony saying thanks very much for listening to this. See you again soon, or listen to you, or... We'll be back together again soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.